طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. يا جميل كان يبقى أنا ربي because I need to walk over here. This afternoon this is our second session, second class for Medina Arabic course book number one. Before we start the lesson for today, I just want to mention quickly something that we mentioned last week, that is the importance of being regular in attendance. Attendance is very important. We do take attendance, and there's a reason why we take attendance. So we know who's coming and who's not coming, who's consistent, who's inconsistent. If you want to benefit, it's incumbent upon you to be regular in attendance. If you miss one class, you're going to lose a lot. If you miss two or three, you're only going to blame yourself, because you're not going to be able to keep up. So I'm saying it now. I said it last week. I'm saying it again because I know that sometimes we don't listen carefully. And maybe we don't understand how important it is. But I know from experience, from years and years and years of teaching, that if somebody does not attend regularly, they are not going to get the benefit. In most cases, they're not going to get any benefit, because they're going to end up dropping out. That's what normally happens. Okay, so I'm saying, if you are serious about studying Arabic, if you're serious about attending this class and participating in it, you have to be regular in attendance. I do not cancel classes. Okay, if there's a snowstorm and people can get around, the class will be going on. If it's possible for people to get here, I'm going to be here. And I expect you to be here. If you don't come, that's up to you. But I'm letting you know now, so you don't have to be guessing. Because it happened in the past. Some people didn't come. They said, oh, it was a snowstorm. We thought there was going to be no class. But I sent out an email. I said, we will have class. Okay? If I'm sick and I can get up and walk, I'm going to be here. So don't imagine that we're going to cancel the class. It's incumbent upon you to be here. If there's something overwhelming that you can't make it, or something that prevents me from being here, then that's because we have no control over it. That's excuse. But as long as I can be here, I'm going to be here. I expect you to be here too. Second thing, being on time. Punctuality is very important. This class is connected to the time for Salat. And the reason for that, as I said last week, is for you to come here for Salat. Especially for the men, to pray the Salat in Jama'ah. Don't come after the Salat, please. Be on time. Come for the Salat. The class is connected to the Salat. The time of the class is the time of the Salat. If you missed the Salat, that means you came late. Somebody has a legitimate excuse, that's different. But if you don't have a legitimate excuse, really it's not good that you come to the class late. And then you miss something, then either I have to explain it again unnecessarily, or you don't get what we had in the class because you came late. The third thing is assignments, homework assignments. You do have a homework assignment every single class. There's never a time where we don't have a homework assignment. We always have homework every single week. If I don't say it to you, then I'm saying it now. Every week you have homework. If I don't tell you anything specific, the homework is to go over what we studied in the class and to review the previous classes. Meaning today your homework will be what we covered today, you must go over it. And you must go over what we had in the previous classes. One or two or three or ten of them. You have to review what we had in the past. Generally the assignment is doing the exercises in the book for that lesson. Whatever we reached in the lesson, whatever exercises we did orally in the class, it's incumbent upon you to go back and write them out. You have to write them out. Write out the exercises. That's automatic homework. And then if there's something extra, then I'll tell you specifically. Okay, so doing homework is very, very important. Part of the homework is memorizing the vocabulary. You have to memorize the vocabulary. We suggested last week that you try to memorize at least two words every day. If you can memorize three or more, that's even better. If you memorize even one, alhamdulillah, at least you have something. But to let a whole day go by, 24 hours, I don't know how many hours you sleep, 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 or whatever, still a lot of hours left. And it's impossible for you to go through a whole day without memorizing a couple of words. That's impossible. Unless you're just not serious. If you don't memorize the words as we go, after two or three or five or ten lessons, it's going to be overwhelming. You're not going to be able to do it. It's going to be just too many words. But if you do it from now, every single day, memorize at least two words, inshallah, you'll be okay. If you memorize at least two words every day, inshallah, you may memorize all the vocabularies in the whole book. If you memorize at least one a day, at least you have half of them. Alhamdulillah, that's good too. But we don't want just good, we want the best, right? We want to excel. So now is the time to get busy. If you put it off until tomorrow, it's not going to get done. Be serious. Be sincere. Work hard and ask Allah's help. Tayyib, our format for this class, as we mentioned last week, is the first thing that we're going to do is review. That means review the previous lesson. We're going to review the previous lesson. Sometimes as we go along, after we pass three or four lessons, or five or six lessons, we might review more than just the last lesson. We might review some of the previous lessons for a few weeks, just so that you don't forget these things. But the first thing we're going to start with is review, and after that, question and answer. Question and answer means you can ask questions about what we covered in the previous classes. And I may also ask questions. Especially if you don't ask questions, then I will ask questions. So better that you ask me. After that, we're going to go to the English key. The English part of the book that has the key, which contains two things, two main things. That is the grammatical points and the vocabulary. And it also contains the translation of the instructions for each exercise. In case you don't understand the exercise, in the back of the book in the key, it has the explanation of what is required for each exercise. But the main thing we're going to be concerned with is we're going to go with the grammatical points and the vocabulary before we go into the lesson. And then after that, the third thing we're going to do is the dialogue, the Arabic text. In the beginning of each Arabic section, every chapter, there's a dialogue or a text. We're going to read that text, and that text contains the new vocabulary words, and it contains the new grammatical points for that lesson. And we're going to discuss it as we go through the reading of it. And then after that, the last thing that we're going to do are the exercises, which are done orally in the classroom. The exercises. After we read the dialogue, we're going to go through the exercises one by one through till we finish all the exercises in the whole chapter. We're going to do those exercises orally, but you must go back and write them out on your own time. You have to write them out. You have to write them out. And there's also another part of the assignment that I don't want to forget to mention, and that is the listening. We have audio files for the lesson, for the whole book. You must listen to those audio files. Every lesson that we do, you got to listen to the audio files and train your ear. There's Arabic and English audio files, and there's all Arabic audio files. I prefer that you listen to the Arabic only. But if you have to listen to the English, no harm. But especially the Arabic, because you want to train your ear. Okay? So what we're going to be doing in class is reading and writing. But mainly we're going to concentrate on reading. Writing, you have to do a lot of it at home. And listening, you have to do at home. Okay, listening to the audio files. So please don't be neglectful. Don't be negligent. Don't be kaslan. Does anybody know what kaslan means? It's an ugly word. Naam. We do not like this word. Kaslan. What does it mean, Jamil? Naam. Tayyib. Jamil, I am too crowded here. Please move back further, please. Excuse me? Qusool is laziness. Kaslan is a noun. That's how you describe a person as being kaslan. Qusool is an adjective. Tayyib. What we covered last week as part of our review, what we want to deal with first. Number one, we want to deal with this word. This is the basic content of what's contained in lesson number one. First thing that we have is hadha. Hadha means this. And it is understood that it means this is. Yani the literal meaning of hadha is this. But when you see it in a sentence, you should understand that it means this is. So if you say hadha kitabun, it means this is kitabun, a book. All right? If we have hadha kitabun, hadha kitabun, hadha means this, and kitab means book. But is understood. This is a book. Tanween on the end of a word means that it's indefinite. Tanween on the end of a word, the double vowel, double dhamma, double kasra, double fatha, means that it's indefinite. If it has alif lam, al kitab, the tanween, double vowel, is no longer there. But rather if it has alif lam, it takes a single vowel. Al kitabu. Kitabun al kitabu. A noun in Arabic will never have tanween and alif lam at the same time. Because the word cannot be definite and indefinite at the same time. It's either definite with alif lam, or it's indefinite with tanween. Okay? So either you have kitabun, which means a book, or you have al-kitabu, which means the book. Alright? So the first thing in this lesson that we had at the beginning of the chapter is hadha. Hadha means this or this is. The second thing is a question. If you want to ask about something, an object, you say ma hadha. What is this? If you're asking about a person, you say men hadha. Who is this? Okay, men hadha we didn't have yet. We didn't finish the lesson last week. Okay, the second part of the lesson deals with this word, men. Men is when you're asking about people. Ma is when you're asking about objects or things. So if you say ma hadha, what is this? You're asking about something. If you say men hadha, that means you're asking about a person, a human being. Alright, and we will get to this one today. Ma hadha, what is this? The answer, you will say, like here, this is a book. Hadha kitabun. Or hadha babun. This is a door. Or hadha kursiyun. This is a chair. Or hadha waladun. This is a boy. Or hadha rajulun. This is a man. Like this, okay? Ma hadha kitabun. Tayyib. This is when you have no clue as to what something is. You say, what is this? But if you think you know what it is, but you're not sure, then you will say, is this a book? I'm not really sure. So I'll ask, is this a book? Now you're asking specifically about this thing. Is this a book? Before, you didn't have a clue what it was. You just say, what is this? But now you have an idea, but you're not certain. So you say, is this a book? Is this a pen? Is this a house? Okay? This type of question only requires that you use this Hamza, which is called Hamza til Istifham. It is the letter Hamza with a Fatha on top of it. The Hamza that's written on top of Alif. The Hamza with Fatha takes a statement and changes it into a question. So for example, if you have this type of question here, or this type of statement, hadha kitabun. This is a statement. Hadha kitabun. If you want to change it into a question, you just use the hamza that's used for making a question. Ahadha kitabun. Now it becomes a question. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. أَهَذَا كِتَابٌ Is this a book? Okay? This statement, this is a book. If you just change these two words around, is this a book? Becomes from a statement to a question. And the same thing in Arabic. You take the same statement, هَذَا كِتَابٌ And you use the Hamza for asking a question, it becomes a question. هَذَا كِتَابٌ This is a book. أَهَذَا كِتَابٌ Is this a book? We covered this last week. We're just reviewing. Okay? Some people may not have been here last week. Somebody may have been sleeping last week. Somebody may have been very tired last week. So we're reviewing. Okay? We covered this last week. When you ask a question like this, with Hamzatul Istifham, the Hamza for asking a question, is this a pen? Is this a house? The answer is going to always be either Naam or La. Naam or La. The answer is going to be what? Yes or no. Is this a book? Naam. Naam. نعم هذا كتاب If it's not a book then you're going to say if it's a book you're going to say yes نعم هذا كتاب If it's not a book you're going to say لا هذا هذا دفتر No, this is a notebook. A writing tablet. Something that you're going to write in. Okay? If it is a book, you're going to say, Naam. The question is, أهذا كتاب? You're going to say, Naam. هذا كتاب. Yes. This is a book. If it's not a book, you're going to say what? لا. No. هذا دفترون. This is a notebook or whatever it is. These two words are very important words in Arabic. نعم لا. نعم and لا. Okay, the last two things that I want to mention here is that the word hadha, though it is written with one alif, hadha, it is actually pronounced with two alifs, like this, hadha. Huh? Though this word is written in Arabic, properly written with only one alif, In fact, the way you pronounce the word is with two alifs. It's really pronounced ha fatta alif. Zal fatta alif. That means it's two long vowels. Ha the. But when you write it, don't write this alif. The first one. Don't write it. Because the Arabs, they don't write it. This is something that we learned in the primer book, in the first level class. That there are certain words in Arabic which have letters. Which are not written, but you have to pronounce them. And there are other words that have letters which are written, but you don't pronounce them. So those words, you have to memorize them. This is one of those words, okay? So this is something you need to know about hadha. That it's written one way, but it's pronounced a different way. It's pronounced with a long vowel sound. That's why sometimes you will see this little letter written here, above the first letter. Which indicates that there's a long vowel here which is not written. Faith, any question about what we covered? This is what we covered last week. This is what we covered last week. Any question? Anything that's not clear? And please do not hesitate. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Naam. Naam. Naam, you have to elongate, but not that long like you just made it. Not that long, no. That's like three or four count med. The basic elongation in Arabic word is two counts. Instead of ma, you say ma. Ma hadha. Naam. Tayyib. The distinction between one vowel count, short vowel, and two vowel is very fine. It's not that distinctive. But the person who listens carefully and knows the Arabic language well, they can hear the difference. Okay, in the class, I will always exaggerate the sounds, so I will make the long vowels longer than they are normally pronounced, just to make sure that you hear it. But in actual speech, it's not going to be that long. But it will be distinguishable. You can tell the difference. Okay? Any other question? Tayyib, I have a couple of questions. What is the difference between a person saying ma hadha and a person saying men hadha? What's the difference? Now.
One is a question and one is an answer.
Not so.
No.
What's the difference between ma hadha and men hadha? Mustafa.
One is for a thing.
Okay.
And the other one is for people.
One is for a thing and one is for people. Which one is for people? Naam.
Men.
Men hadha. As far as objects or things, you say what?
Men.
Ma hadha. Tayyib. If a person says to you, ahadha miftahun? Ahadha miftahun? Miftah means what? Key. If somebody said to you, ahadha miftahun? What are you going to say? You're going to say, la. Somebody said you're going to say, naam. Ahadha miftahun? We're going to say, la. Ahadha qalam. Naam. But if somebody said to you, ahadha qalamun? You're going to say, naam. Ahadha qalamun. There's no doubt it's sufficient to say naam or la in answering a question. But for the purpose of learning Arabic, we're going to give complete answers. If I say ahadha qalamun, I don't want you to say naam. Finish. I want you to say naam hadha qalamun. If somebody said to you, is this a marker? You can say yes. That's sufficient, right? It answers the question. But for the purpose of learning Arabic, we want a complete answer. We want to hear, yes, this is a marker. We want to hear a complete answer. It's clear? Naam. Dhalika is in lesson 2. We didn't get to Dhalika yet. We only have Hadha for now. For now, only Hadha. Tayyib? For now, we can only say Hadha. We didn't get to Dhalika. We didn't learn that yet. I don't know where you learned that from, but you're not allowed to use it yet until we get to lesson 2, inshallah. Tayyib, any other question?
Yeah, just to reiterate something you said about what it will be like when you ask a question, you pose it as a question.
Naam, when you ask a question, you should pose it as a question, meaning the intonation in your speech should indicate that this is a question. Jayid? Fayyib.
What about when you use a hadha and you use the definite,
definite article?
Yeah. Like, because you said, like, these are a hadha, could you also say, I have the
Al-Kitab? You can say that, but not here, you can't say it, because we didn't get to that yet. That's way down the line, inshallah. Alright, so for now we're going to stick with what we had. This is what we had, this is what we're going to stick to. Okay, we're going to try not to go beyond what we have taken in the class, because then people will become confused if they never heard it before, right? Okay, so this is what we covered last week. And now what we want to do is look at the English key and the grammar and vocabulary. In the English key, in the back of the book, right, you'll find, which we went over last week, so really we don't have any new grammatical points to go over from last week, but anyway, we'll just look at the key quickly. Okay, because we read this last week. If you look in the back of the book, in the English section of the book, you have an English section. On page 1 of the English section, it says on the top of the page, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then it says, Lesson 1. In this lesson, we learn the following things. Okay, if you don't have a book, just try to listen carefully and focus, okay? Because what we're going to mention here is what we just got finished explaining to you in the summary, okay? In this book, we learn the following things. Number one, ma-hada, which means what? What is this? Hada kitabun. This is a book. Ahada baytun. What is the meaning of bayt?
House.
Ahada baytun means what? Is this a house? Naam. Hada baytun. Yes. This is a house. Or, the answer could be, it could be naam wa la, right? Perhaps the answer might be, ahada baytun? La. Hada masjidun. No, this is a what?
Masjid.
The last sentence says, men hada. And this is what we did not cover yet in last week's class. Men hada. And that is when you're asking about what? A person, people. Okay, second half of the page, of page one of the English key, says, note, hada is pronounced with two alifs, as I just explained, but is written without the first alif. That's what we just talked about. It's written one way, it's pronounced another way. It's written with only one elongation, but it's pronounced with two elongations. Hada. Type number two, Arabic has no word corresponding to the English is. That is, Arabic has no copula or copula. Actually, there is. The word is in Arabic language, but it's in sentences that begin with a verb. But in this kind of simple sentence, a nominal sentence that begins with a noun, there's no word for is. It is understood. Okay? So that's why we said, hadha means this or this is. The is understood here. number three of the notes, it says, there's no word in Arabic corresponding to a in English, as in this is a book. In other words, if you write a sentence, hadha kitabun, this is a book. Where do we get a from? We get a from the end of the word that has a double vowel. The end of the word has a double vowel. It has two dhammas. Or it could possibly have what? Instead of two dhammas, it could have what? Two kasras. Kasratain. Or it could have two fathas. Okay, this double vowel on the end of a word, two dhammas or two kasras or two fathas, is called what? Tanween. Tanween means when you write the vowel on the end of a word double, like you have the word kitab, instead of writing a single dhamma, you write what? Two dhammas. Okay, that double dhamma, tanween, means that you pronounce the word as though there's an N. There's a noon sound. A noon with sukoon at the end of a word. It's as though there's a noon there. You don't write any noon, but it's pronounced as though there's a noon. So instead of pronouncing this word with a single vowel, kitabu, right? Kitabu. If you add tanween, another vowel, then that means, it doesn't mean pronounce two dhammas, it means pronounce dhamma with the sound of an N, a noon with sukoon. So it's as though you are writing a noon here, kitabu with an N, kitabun, but you're not going to write the noon, you're just going to double the vowel, whether it's two dhammas or two kasras or two fathas. That's called tanween. Tanween means that the word is indefinite. Means that it's indefinite. Indefinite means you're talking about any one of them. Any book. Give me a book. Somebody says, give me a book, right? You can go over and take any book. They say, give me a book. Any one of them. But if somebody said to you, give me the book, that means they're talking about a specific book. That's no longer indefinite. Now it became what? Definite. Specific. Okay? The book. Give me the book. That means it's definite. They want a specific book. Huh? But actually, whenever we say El Kitab, which book do we mean? the book, the Quran. That's the book. Every other book is any book. Al Quran is the book, right? Now, otherwise, in general, al means that you're talking about something specific. Tanween, double vowel, means that you're talking about something that is not specific. It's indefinite. Indefinite. Any one of them. Okay? So this is important to know, that when you see that double vowel, it means that you are talking about any one of them. It's indefinite, not specific. The end sound at the end of the Arabic noun, kitabun, or baytun, or masjidun, the end sound at the end is the Arabic indefinite article, corresponding to English A or N. The end sound is called tanween. It's called what?
Tanween.
That sound of an N on the end of a word, kitabun, or kitabin, or kitabin. That N at the sound at the end is called tanween. Okay, the last point here. The particle hamza with fatta, it's written on top of an aleph. This particle, placed at the beginning of a statement, turns it into a question. For example, hadha baytun, this is a house. If you put this hamza with fatta in the beginning of that statement, hadha baytun, it becomes ahadha baytun, becomes a question. Instead of this is a house, it becomes is this a house. And that's what we covered in our discussion and summary of what we did in the last class.
It turns a statement into a question.
Turns a statement into a question. Now. Now.
Something that is becoming reoccurring and frustrating, that the book that you teach from, I could read that. However, when I try to read the Mus'haf or any other writing, in Arabic, that it's more difficult. Should I just be patient?
Yes, you should just be patient. The brother is saying that sometimes he's reading the book that we're studying from, he's able to read it. He's practicing with that book, he's reading it, he's getting it. It's easy for him to read. But then he opens another book, the Mus'haf, or some other, or a different book, then he finds some difficulty in reading. It's not easy anymore. He said, what should you just be patient? Yes, be patient. Asbir sabran jameela. Be patient. Be patient. Naam. The reason for this is that you got used to a certain type of script. And you didn't get used to the other type of script. It's just like, maybe you can't read my handwriting, right? It's not that bad. But maybe brother so-and-so may get up here and start writing and nobody can read any of it. Same words, same letters, but the way he writes is different than the way I write. Or it could be the opposite. Maybe you can understand what he writes, you can't understand mine. Okay? Doesn't matter. The point is that there's different types of Arabic script. And the one that you're not familiar with, you may have difficulty reading until you get used to it. Once you get used to that script, then it'll be easy.
So it's not true that if you can read Arabic, you should be able to read anything?
No. If you can read Arabic, you should be able to read anything. But if you can read English, you should be able to read anything too. But maybe the doctor may write a prescription and you can't read one word in it. You can read anything if somebody writes clearly. But if it's not clearly written, then maybe you won't be able to read it.
When you write that out, that's very simple.
Alhamdulillah. We are writing, trying to write it clear. We're making an attempt to write it clear. But maybe somebody who writes Arabic. I went to the store once, Dar es Salaam, to buy some books. When I came in, the man asked me, excuse me, can you help us? I said to myself, I'm coming here for you to help me. He's supposed to say, can we help you, right? When you go to the store, I say, can we help you? He said, can you help us? I said, what can I help you with? He said, well, we have a letter here from one of the prisons, and we can't read this. There's something written here, we don't understand it. Somebody wrote them a letter in Arabic, and they couldn't read it. When I looked at it, I saw that the person who had written it in very, very unintelligible script. It was very difficult to see what he was writing. But after I looked at it carefully, I told him what he said. And basically what they were saying, they were asking him to do something that he shouldn't be doing. I told him, don't respond to it. But the script that it was written in, it was handwritten. And the person who had written it didn't take any care to make it legible. Rather, they just wrote it. like they don't want anybody to be able to read it. Maybe intentionally. And they're trying to get somebody to send something into the prison that they shouldn't be sending. Anyway, yes, be patient, inshallah. Different types of script will be easier or more difficult depending on what you're used to. I always say if you want to learn Quran, get one Arabic mushaf and only study from that one. Because if you read from different mushaf with different type of script, different type of print, different types of font, some will be easier or more difficult for you to read. So get one that you're used to and practice with that one to make it easier for you to learn. Because once you get used to it, it'll be easy to read. Okay? Now after you go on and you get advanced, maybe you read from any book and you'll find that it's no more difficulty.
What is font?
Font means the type of lettering that's used. You know, like... Yeah.
Talking about like the wash and the hops?
No, that's different. That's something different. No, we're talking about just the type of lettering. There's different type of lettering, okay? If you look on the computer, right? When you open your computer, you have different fonts, right? You can, they have a million different types, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You have German.
Yeah, you have all different types of script. So, I mean, it just means there's different way of forming that letter. You can write it different ways, with different types of hooks or curves or different stuff like that.
English.
Yeah. In any case, just be patient. Okay, quickly, we're going to go over the vocabulary, okay? I'm going to say the word. Don't open your book now. Don't open your book. Don't open your book. That was for homework last week. You're supposed to study the vocabulary. Now it's time for me to ask you. I'm going to say the word. I want you to give me the meaning. You don't have to raise your hand. Whoever knows the meaning, just say it, okay? This is like a test, except we're not going to grade you. Okay? You reward yourself, inshallah. If you did well, buy yourself some ice cream. Tayyib. Okay, we have 24 vocabulary words in this lesson, and we have 4 in lesson 2. That's 28 words between the first two lessons. If you divide them up into 2 words per day, it will take you how many days? 14 days to memorize all the vocabulary for the first two lessons. So every day, inshallah, memorize 2 words. That's what we said last week. If you didn't do that last week, you'll probably be behind now. Maybe you have to memorize 3 words per day. 24 words. 12 of them are words that refer to things. 6 of them are words that refer to humans. And 6 of them are words that refer to animals. I'm going to give you the 6 words animals right now. Tell me the meaning. Kalbun.
Dog.
Qattun.
Cat.
Himarun.
Donkey.
Jamalun.
Camel.
Dikun.
Rooster.
Hisanun.
Horse.
Tayyib. That's 6? Yes. Okay, 6 words referring to people. Waladun.
Boy.
Rajulun. Tajirun. Merchant. Tabibun.
Doctor.
Talibun.
Student.
Mudarrisun.
Teacher.
Teacher. Mudarris is the teacher. The one who teaches is called mudarris. The principal is the head of the school, the mudir. Mudir. The last one I said was.
Tajirun was 9. Talibun was 11. Student. Doctor?
Mudarrisun. Did you get mudarrisun?
No, that's it.
Mudarrisun is teacher. Try to associate some words with others, right? Like mudarrisun and talibun. Memorize those words together. Mudarrisun, teacher. Talibun, student. Okay? Tajirun and tabibun. Tajirun, merchant. Tabibun, doctor. Rajulun, waladun. Rajulun, a man. Waladun, a boy. Try to associate words with other words. Help you to remember them. So if you remember them together, when you remember one, you remember the other one. Okay? Tayyib. 12 words that's remaining. Naam. Ustad could mean, yeah, professor or teacher. Naam. Tayyib. As far as the things, the 12 words that remaining of things. Okay? We have Baytun. Babun.
Door.
door. Sarirun,
bed.
Kursiyun,
chair.
Miftahun,
key.
Babun,
door.
Masjidun,
mask.
Masjid. Qalamun,
pen.
Kitabun,
book.
Maktabun. Maktabun. Yeah, it means, it has a few meanings. It means a desk or table, something that you write upon. The maktab is the place where you write, and maktab also means the office. Yani, the place where you go, the office, yani, where you take care of those kinds of affairs. Okay, it has two meanings. The meaning that we have here, maktab, is the thing that you write upon, the desk or table. But it also means office. Now, طيب, did I leave out anything? Najmun,
star.
Qamisun,
shirt.
Okay, those are the words that we had in this lesson, and we are still learning them. We started with them last week, and we are still learning them. Okay. Okay, let's read. Anybody remember what page we left off with last week? We left off on page 9. Page 9. Turn to page 9. Yes.
Saying boy,
and then
a book. It's
interchangeable.
It means the same thing.
Sometimes you may see something, kitabun,
book, but it definitely means a book.
Now, okay, kitab means book. Kitabun means a book. Al-kitabu, the book. Now, we read these exercises up to page 9, and we stopped on page 9, where the lesson has the second part of the lesson, men hadha, men hadha. And we said that men hadha is used when you're asking what? About people. Who is this? As opposed to ma hadha, when you're asking about things, what is this? In this part of the lesson, there are some new vocabulary words that we didn't see in the lesson last week, but they're in the vocabulary words that we just went over. Okay, so as we come to a new vocabulary word, I'm going to remind you that this is a new vocabulary word. We didn't have it last week. It's in the vocabulary bank for this lesson, and you should have been learning them, but in case you didn't reach it, okay, we didn't take it yet. We're going to do it today. We're going to finish the rest of the vocabulary words today. Men hadha, page 9. This is what a 9 looks like. Huh? This is Arabic 9. Looks like a 9 in English, right? Alhamdulillah. So that's the easiest one, right? 9 and 1. Tayyib. Men hadha, halfway down the page. Okay? Men hadha. There are 4 pictures on this part of the page. 4 pictures. Picture of a doctor, picture of a boy, picture of a man, and a picture of a student. In case those pictures are not clear, that's what they are. Okay? Okay. What's the first thing under the title of Men Hadha? What's the first thing that we should be reading? The title of this part of the lesson? It's okay, that's alright. Leave it. Men Hadha. That's the title of this second part of the lesson. Men Hadha. Which means what? Who is this? Okay, what's the first thing that we should be reading after this? As we go on our reading, what's the next thing we should read after that?
The question.
Which question?
It said,
the question is men hadha. And where's, what is the answer to it?
This is
the answer is underneath it.
Have a
okay, listen. The question, we're reading from right to left, right? The question has the answer underneath it. The answer is not going to the left. The answer is underneath it. So pay attention, right? When you read the question, the answer is underneath the question. Naam. Naam, ya Ismail. Naam.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's the... Hold on a second, Ismail. Naam.
Right, you said men, right?
Naam. Men hadha. Men hadha.
Men hadha.
when it's on top of the letter, isn't it math?
I'm going to try to give you something to go with this, okay? If you have a meme, right?
Yeah.
With fatta, it's ma. Yeah. If you have another letter after it, if it has sukoon, you have to join it to the letter before it. Okay, this is what we learned in the first book. There are some things, brothers and sisters, that we learned in the first book. Okay, this class, person should have already completed the first book. That is the primer. Okay, because these are things that we covered. But in case a person missed it or forgot it or whatever, inshallah, I'll try to explain some of those things. But we can't make a lesson on it, okay? So please, like, be patient with this. You have a letter with a vowel. If it's followed by a letter that has sukoon, it's not a separate syllable. Originally, this is one syllable. If this has a vowel, this is another syllable. You have ma and you have ni. But if it doesn't have a vowel, rather it has sukoon, it's not a second syllable. It's joined to the letter before it as one syllable. You have to pronounce it with the letter before it. So this ma with noon, it becomes men. Men. If it has kasra, becomes min. Okay, but you have to pronounce it. This letter here with sukoon, you have to pronounce it with the letter before it. Because it has sukoon. Sukoon means stop on it, pronounce it, connect it to the letter before it. As one syllable. Tayyib? So that's men. Hadha. The answer is underneath it. Anybody? هذا طبيب هذا طبيب طا بي بن طا بي بن This one syllable طا Second syllable B This B is followed by the letter ya with a sukoon Sukoon means what? You join it to what's before it So ya when it's following A kasra, it means elongation. So this was fa, bi, bun. Three syllables. Fa, bi, bun. Tanwin means it's indefinite. Means it's a doctor. A doctor. Hada, tabibun. Okay, going to the right. Going to the right. The next question. I mean, going to the left. From right to left. Going to the left, the next question is what? Somebody, raise your hand. Hassan. Men hadha, which means what? What does men hadha mean?
Who is this?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Who is this? Okay, Hassan, what's the answer? Hadha waladun. Dun hadha waladun. There's three syllables. Wa fatta wa lam fatta la dal tanween dhammatain dun wa la dun waladun. Huh? Waladun. Let me hear you say it. Waladun. Again.
Waladun.
It's not waladun. Two short vowels. Wa la. Dun, waladun, waladun. Okay, waladun means what?
Boy.
Hada waladun, this is a boy. Tayyib. Going down, back to the right side of the page again. Next question. Somebody. Men hada. Who is this? Answer, Jabir? Read the whole answer. Naam, hada talibun. Hada. Talibun. Talibun. Huh? Hada talibun. What does that mean? This is a
teacher.
Talib means teacher?
Student.
Student. This the first syllable is fa fatta alif. Fa. Fatta followed by alif is elongation, right? Fa. Natta fa. Lam kasra, second syllable, li. Ba with tanween is third syllable, bun. Fa, li, bun. Talibun, talibun. A student. This is a student. Taib. Going across from right to left. Left side of the page, bottom. Somebody read the question for me. Naam, Hanif. Ahada waladun. Remember, we had this, right? Ah, this means, this is a question. Is this ahada waladun? What does it mean? Is this a boy? Ahada waladun. Is this a boy? Hanif, what's the answer?
La. Hada rajulun.
He said what? La. Hada rajulun. That means what?
No, this is a man.
Alright? So if somebody said to you, Ahada rajulun, you have two possible answers. You can either say yes, or you can say no. If it is a rajulun, you say, Naam, hada rajulun. And if it's not a rajulun, you say, La, hada waladun. Hada waladun. Fayyib. So on this page we had a few new words, right? We had what? Tabibun. And we had talibun. Tabibun and talibun. And waladun, did we have waladun before? We had waladun, right?
Yes.
Naam.
Boy
and man. And boy and man. Tayyib. Page 10. Naam, page 10. Turn to the next page. Next page we have a few new words. We have a lot of the words that are used for animals on this page. Okay? These are words that we did not have last week. Last week we didn't have kalbun, which means what?
Dog.
We didn't have qittun, which means what?
Cat.
We didn't have himarun, which means what?
Donkey.
And we didn't have hisanun, which means what?
Horse.
And we didn't have jamalun, which means what?
Camel.
Jamal. Camel. Naam. You know that the word camel comes from Arabic, right? Naam. They stole it from Arabic. Jamal. Camel.
Jamalun.
Jamalun means a camel. Type on the top of the page. Somebody read for me. Who didn't read yet? Naam. Abdul Malik. Is your name Abdul Malik or Abdul Malik?
Malik.
Abdul Malik. Please correct me if I say it wrong. Abdul Malik. There's a difference between Abdul Malik and Abdul Malik. Please pay attention. Abdul Malik, Abdul Malik. Those, they are from the same root, but they have different meanings. But we'll pass for now, inshallah. Yani Malik really means master. The one who has full control over something. Malik means a king. King. Now, similar meaning. They can sometimes be used interchangeably, but the meaning is a little bit different actually. Like we have in the Quran, right? Maliki Yawmuddin, that's Malik. And we have Maliki Yawmuddin, and we have Malik al-Nas. Naam, Kul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Malik al-Nas. And you have Maliki Yawmuddin. Some of the scholars say you can pronounce it, you can read it both ways. It's possible reading to say Maliki Yawmuddin or Maliki Yawmuddin.
Malik is
king. Yeah. And Malik, long elongation, is master. Anyway, their meanings are close. They're from the exact same root, but slightly different in meaning. Now, Tayyib. Ma hadha. And the answer?
Hadha
masjidun. We're on the top of page 10. Ma hadha. Hadha masjidun. Everybody knows what a masjid is. We don't need to interpret that, right? It doesn't require translation. Somebody read the next question. Jameel. Next question, right underneath it. Naam, he said tajirun. Pay attention to the pronunciation of this word. It's not ta, it's what? Ta. There's in between ta and ta, sa and fa. Please pay attention to these letters. Tayyib, man hadha? Hadha tajirun. Tajirun. Notice that this word, tajirun, has a long vowel, right? Tajirun. It has tanween on the end, okay? So, please emphasize the long vowel on the word. Ta fatta alif. Huh? Ta jeem kisra. J ra tanween run. So it has how many syllables? How many?
Three.
Ta ji Run. Tajirun. What is a tajirun? A merchant. Merchant. Tajirun is a merchant. So the question was, man hadha? And the answer is, hadha tajirun. Tajirun. What's a tajir? A merchant. And a person who sells things. A merchant. Naam. A lot of Muslims are merchants, right? Some Muslims, mashallah, they're getting the barakah of merchandise because they are selling only that which is halal. And some Muslims are not getting any barakah because they're selling that which is haram. May Allah protect us from that. Tayyib. Next line. New word in the previous sentence was tajir. The new word in this sentence is what? Naam, who's reading? Who's reading? Who said that? Naam, go ahead. What is it? Hada kalbun. Kalbun. Also here, I always want to note this, right? This word is spelled with kaf.
Naam.
Kalbun. As opposed to this word, which is written exactly the same way, but it's spelled with qaf. Okay, please pay attention to these letters that are similar because the meanings are very, very different. This word is spelled with kaf, and this word is spelled with qaf. This word is pronounced, this letter is pronounced ka. This pronounced qa. Ka, qa. Ka, qa. Okay, kalbun, qalbun, qalbun. Be careful because the sound is close. Kaf is pronounced at the back of the tongue, and qaf is pronounced after it, at the end of the tongue, just before the top of the throat. Ka, qa. You got to go back a little further on the tongue, to the end of the tongue. Qa. Ka is just before that. Ka, qa. Kalbun, qalbun, qalbun. Kalbun means what?
Dog.
Huh?
Dog.
This one with kaf, kalbun. A dog. And this one means heart. Naam. So be careful that you don't intend to tell somebody you love them and really you tell them they are your dog. My dog. That's how the calf is taught. It's my dog. You my dog, man. You my dog. A'udhu billah. Subhanallah. These people are lost. Darkness. Naam. Tayyib. Next question. Who didn't read yet? Somebody who didn't read yet. Next question. Naam, I hear somebody. Oh, that's Abdul Shakur. Go ahead. Oh, that wasn't? Oh, who was that?
I
was your neighbor. Okay. Let Abdul Shakur read. Go ahead. Before that one. Naam. Ahada kalbun, the answer?
La. Hada qaf.
Qaf with kasra. Qi. Qit. Qittun. 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 It's qaf, kasra, pa. Qit. Qaf.
Is there a...
Qa. You don't see the vowel?
Oh, now I got it.
It's qaf with kasra, qa with shadda. Qittun. Qittun. Yeah, maybe you didn't see the shadda because maybe it's not there. It's difficult to see something that's not there. No.
Yeah.
No blame on you for that one.
It's situations like this. I mean, if you know the vocabulary word, you would know.
It doesn't matter. If you know the vocabulary word, this is one of the things in the manhaj of this of the author in this book, is that he has given us in the vocabulary words voweled. So you know exactly the spelling of that word and how to pronounce it. And then sometime after that word is given, initially, sometimes it will be written without its vowels or with only some of the vowels. But by that time, you should have already learned the word, so you should be able to read it without vowels. Okay? So you will see A word, the first coming, fully vowel. And after that, it may not come fully vowel. It may come partially vowel or with no vowels at all.
And obviously, that's intentional.
That's intentional. That's not by accident. That's intentional. I mean, there may be some mistakes. Like, this may be a mistake that the shedda was left out. Probably that's a mistake. But this absence of vowels and words after they're initially given is not by accident. That is intentional. And the purpose of that, in the teacher's manual, the sheikh, he says that the words are given like this in order to train the student to read without vowels. Because Arabic is basically written without vowels. Most texts will be written without vowels. So you have to learn how to read without vowels. And the only way to do that, you got to start practicing. So when you learn a word, you have to get used to seeing it without its vowels. You have to get used to seeing it without its vowels. Okay, I'll sell it. Mustafa, you can hold this till after the class, inshallah. I got your name. At the end of the class, anybody who came late, please remind me, in case I missed you on the attendance when I took the attendance. We didn't sign the attendance sheet. I took the attendance. But I may have missed somebody. If you came late, please remind me in the end of the class to make sure I check you off. And also, if anybody didn't fill out a registration, please, before you leave today, fill it out. Please, fill it out. Because we need to have on record whoever is attending the class, who intends to attend the class. If you're just sitting in, no problem, don't worry about it. If you're just sitting in, you're just passing through and you like to sit in, you're welcome. You're welcome. But if you intend to come to the class regularly, and you intend to come on time, and you intend to do the homework, then we should register you. Okay? Fail. Again, anybody who came late, please remind me at the end of the class to check your name off the attendance sheet. Alright, hadha qittun. Taib, the next one, Naam Ismail. Next line. He read the answer. Read the next sentence. After لا هذا قط okay okay he said هذا حمار. Okay, this word here, himarun, means what? Donkey. Hada himarun. Notice that this word has how many syllables? Who can tell me how many syllables there? Three. First syllable is what? The first syllable is ha with kasra, hey. Second syllable is what? Meem, fatta, alif. Mim fatta alif. That's a long vowel. Mar. The third syllable is what? Ra with tanween. Bammatain. Run. Hi ma run. Himarun. Notice that this letter, hi, is different than this letter here. This letter doesn't have the same hissing sound. This letter, ha, ha, he, who. This letter, ha, he, who, ha, he, who. This letter, ha, he, who. This word, this letter is using the word, huwa. Qul, huwa. Huwa Allahu ahad. Ahad is this letter here. Ahad. Huwa Ahad. These are two different letters. Both of them are usually transliterated in English as H. But the sound is different. They're close, but they're not the same. Huwa Allahu Ahad. Ahad. Muhammad. Ahmed. Mahmood. Huh? Alhamdu. Ha. That's the letter that's in this word here. Hi. Himarun. Don't say himarun. Himar, it's not himarun. Himarun. Hi. Ha. Hu. Himarun. Okay? Got it? Tayyib. This is a reminder from what we learned in the first level class. Tayyib. Okay, somebody read the next question and answer. Now. أهذا حمار؟
لا هذا حصان.
لا هذا حصان. The question, أهذا حمار؟ What does that mean? Is that a donkey or is this a donkey? Is this a donkey? And the answer, لا هذا حصان. What is the meaning of حصان? Horse. This word himar means what? Donkey. This word hisan means what?
Horse.
And notice that the second letter of this word is sad. This one here, sad. Not this one, seen. This letter is pronounced sa. This letter is pronounced sa. Sa, sa. This is not Hisanun. This is Hisanun. Sod. Hi. Sa. Hisanun. Notice the difference between the letter Sod and the letter Seen. Sa. Sa. Hi. Sa. Hisanun. Try to practice these words that have difficult letters. You got to practice them in order to perfect your Arabic. You have to practice them. Because sometimes if you pronounce seen for sod, you get a different word. The same way you change calf to cough, or cough to calf, you get a different word. And sometimes the word that you get is a bad word, or a bad meaning that you don't want. So be careful that you pronounce the words with their proper lettering. Tayyib. Tayyib. Next one. Next question and answer. Who didn't read yet? Who didn't read yet? Anybody didn't read yet? Somebody didn't read, but they don't want to read. Okay, Bilal. Last question and answer on the bottom of page 10.
وَمَا هَذَا؟
وَمَا هَذَا؟
هَذَا
جَمَالٌ. هَذَا؟
هَذَا جَمَالٌ.
Okay. Instead of jamalun, jamalun, jamalun. Two short vowels. Okay. Okay. Notice here we have another word that I forgot to mention. This letter here, this harf, harf atif.
Right.
This is a conjunction. It means end. A-N-D. Like a person asks the question, أهذا حمارٌ؟ لا هذا حصانٌ. Then they ask another question, وَمَا هَذَا؟ وَمَا هَذَا؟ And what is this? Second question. And what is this? Answer, هَذَا جَمَالٌ. جَمَالٌ. Don't say جَمَالٌ. جَمَالٌ is different from جَمَالٌ. جَمَالٌ means beautiful or handsome. And جَمَالٌ means a camel. So you might be trying to say something nice about somebody's child. Your son is very جَمَالٌ. Very handsome. But actually you say your son is Jamalun. Hopefully they don't know Arabic. They do, they might slap you. Naam. Naam, huh? Jamalun, not Jamalun. 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 This is Jamalun, and this is somebody's name. Jamal, right? Anybody know a brother named Jamal?
No.
This is his name. This one? I'm sorry. Jamal, Jamal. And this one, Jamal. Yours is Jamil. And then we have another one, right? Jamil. I have it. Remind me at the end of the class. I have it. Just remind me at the end of the class. But it's at the end of the class now. Yeah, we might be doing this thing a little differently now, brothers. Okay? We may start taking the attendance in the beginning of the class, and then I will keep it in my pocket. At the end of the class, you can tell me you came late. All right? No problem. Alhamdulillah that you're here. We just want to make a note of who came on time, who came late. No problem. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're good. Don't worry. It's all right. I'm just putting y'all on notice. That's all. I'm giving you what they call that. Fingers up, hands up, feet up. What do they call it? Yeah, Abdul Shakur, help us. Heads up, right?
Yeah, heads up.
Okay, come on, help me, man. Shoot, buddy.
I was going to say dead.
He's supposed to say it. This brother right here is supposed to tell me that, man. Supposed to be my aide, man. Heads up. Naam. All right? So we may be doing it like this from now on. I have a roster. Inshallah, I'll check it off in the beginning of the class. If you come late, just remember to tell me I came late. Now, don't tell me why. I don't want you to do that because you might start making up stuff. I don't put you in that position. Tayyib. وَمَا هَذَا هَذَا جَمَلٌ. Okay, turn to page 11. Turn to page 11. Next page. The number 11 looks like two English ones, right? Just on a little bit of a slant. Like this. Huh? 1-1. That's 11. And these are the numbers here in Arabic, in English. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You need to learn those numbers, inshallah. At least recognize them. So when I tell you to page, turn to page 11, you know what 11 looks like. Tayyib, on the top of the page, who didn't read yet? Naam, Bilal Abdurrahim. Or is it Abdurrahim Bilal? Second generation. That's between me and him.
Ma hada hada diku.
Now, ma hada, what is this? Hada dikun. Huh? This is a long vowel, right? Dal kasra ya wa sukun. Dikun. Dik means what? Rooster or something like that. And di kun means what? No, not tabibun. Di kun means what? This is not a trick question. I'm just trying to see who's awake. Dik means what? Dik means what? Rooster. And di kun, a rooster. Somebody is awake here. Thank you. You have saved them. Taib, next question. Who didn't read yet? Naam, Zaid. Zaid, naam. Naam, men hadha, not ma hadha this time, men hadha. Men hadha. Hadha mudarrisun. This word is a little bit tricky. Mudarrisun. Okay, mudarrisun means what?
Teacher.
Notice. Yeah, mudarrisun means a teacher. Good. Notice that the first syllable is meem with dhamma, right? Second syllable is dal with fatta. The third syllable, or the third letter, has a shadda. And the shadda means that the letter is doubled. So it is as though you have written meem with dal and ra, and another ra, and then a seen. It's as though you have written ra twice. Uh-huh. What's the vowel on the meem? Dhamma. What's the vowel on the dal? Fatta. What's the vowel on the first ra? Huh? Kasra, sukun. What's the vowel on this ra? Fatta, huh?
There's nothing on it.
Oh, it's nothing on it. So what that mean? Sukun. What's the vowel on this last, second ra? Ra. Okay. This is a test. How do we know that the first ra has sukun and the second ra have kasra? I'm sorry. Should be kasra. How do we know that the first ra has sukun and the second ra has kasra? Naam. Ibrahim. Listen up, please. This is a very important answer.
Because that is one of the rules of
That's one of the rules of Shadda. What do we mean? It's one of the rules of Shadda. What rule is that? That the first of the double consonant. Whenever you have a Shadda, it means the letter is double. Two Ra, two Meem, two Noon, two Lam. The first one always has Sukoon. That's mandatory. Can't be any other way. Must have Sukoon. And the second one has whatever vowel is written with that letter. That's a rule. Whenever you see a letter with Shadda, that means that letter is doubled. It's two of them. Two lambs, two noons, two whatever. The first of those two must have sukun. It can't be no other way. Not in Arabic language. Maybe in French or German or Spanish or something. I don't know. But in Arabic, the first of a doubled letter with Shadda must have sukun. If it doesn't have sukun, you can't write Shadda. You got to write the letter out twice. Can't write Shadda unless the first of a double letter has sukun. If you don't understand this rule, go back to the primer, first level class, inshallah. Whenever you see a Shadda, first letter must have sukun. Mandatory. Second letter takes the vowel that's with the Shadda. Okay, how do we know that this second letter has a kasra? And this vowel is written above the ra. When the vowel is written above a letter, it's supposed to be what vowel? Fatha, but we said it's kasra. Why do we say it's kasra? Yeah. Abdul Shakur. Because it's below the Shadda. Whenever you have a letter with Shadda, if the vowel is above the Shadda, it's fatha. If it's below the Shadda, it's kasra. Okay, the normal rule, if a vowel is above a letter, that's fatha. But when a letter has Shadda, the rule is different. When it has Shadda, if it's below the Shadda, even though it's above the letter, that's kasra. Because the Shadda is what we're looking at here. The Shadda means the letter is doubled. So the Shadda represents a letter. Okay, and that vowel is with the second letter. If it's underneath the Shadda, it's kasra. If it's above the Shadda, it's fatha.
Are there instances where the Shadda is there, however the kasra is below the...
It could. It's possible to write Shadda and put the letter here. If you put it here, it's clear. It's kasra, right? But it's not. That's not, you know, the normal way it would be written. It's possible. You could do that. But normally it's going to be like this. So don't be deceived by this vowel being written above the letter. Actually, it is what? Below the Shadda. Taib. This is review from level 1 class. Sometimes we got to go back to level 1 to get some of this stuff, right? Taib. Taib, next question and answer. Last question and answer. Naam, Ahmed. Ahmed, mashallah, I finally got it right. أهذا قميص؟
لا هذا
منديل. لا هذا منديل. هذا منديل. What is a منديل? Handkerchief. منديل. Handkerchief. Could be a napkin. نعم. ديل. Handkerchief or napkin. نعم. أهذا قميص؟ What is the قميص? A shirt. لا هذا منديل. This is a handkerchief or a napkin. طيب. Okay. This, what we read up until here, even though we didn't read this part last week, but you were supposed to read it for homework. So you should have already read this before. We should not. This shouldn't be the first time you read. Okay, we're going to end this lesson with an exercise. There's one exercise. It says Iqra waqtub. Okay, these exercises you should be knowing them very well. Okay, you're going to see this instruction come a lot of times. Same instruction, just like this. And when you see it, you're supposed to know what it is. Okay, what is this instruction? Iqra waqtub. You have to memorize, learn what these instructions mean. Iqra waqtub. Iqra waqtub. It means, yes. It means read and write. Anytime you see this in this book, and you're going to see it 101 times, you should know what it is. Iqra waktub. These are two verbs. Iqra means read. We know that, right? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Iqra, read. Waktub is from kataba, to write. Kitab, something that is written. Maktab, the thing that you put your paper on when you're writing, your desk or table. Naam. Iqra waktub. This instruction, whenever you see it, it means you have to do two things, right? You have to read and write. You're going to read in class, you're going to write at home, or at work, or on the bus, or on the train, or wherever you're writing at. Doesn't matter. As long as you don't try to do it here. Naam. Okay, let's go quickly. We got to finish this now. Okay, number one. Notice that the numbers go from right to left. Numbers are going from right to left. We're reading the first one, wahid, going across to the left, ithnan. Then we're going down, thalatha, and we're going across to the left, arba, like this. One, two, down, three, four. From right to left, down, right to left. Okay, who take the first sentence? Naam, Ahmed.
Ma hadha, hadha qalamun.
What does hadha qalamun mean? This is a pen. What is this? This is a pen. Jamil, number two. Ithnan.
Hada
Taib. Kalbun. Kalbun. Na qa qa ka. Hada kalbun. This is a what?
Dog.
Okay, thalatha. Number three. Jabir. Man hada. Hada. طبيبٌ طبيبٌ طبيبٌ. This is a what? What's a طبيب? Doctor. طيب, going across. أربعة, number four. Some, who didn't read yet from this round? Naam, Abdul Shakur. Naam, هذا جمالٌ جمالٌ جمالٌ. هذا جمالٌ. This is a what? Camel. Okay, going down. Khamsa, number five. Who wants to read? Naam, Hanif.
Ahada kalbun la. Hada kitu.
Ahada kalbun la. Hada qittun. Notice that qittun doesn't have any vowels, but it's written with a shadda on the ta and kasra on the qaf. Qittun. Ahada kalbun. Is this a dog? La. Hada qitt. This is a cat. Sitta, number six. Somebody, Naam Hassan, number six. Ahada dikun. Tanween, dikun. Answer? Naam. Ahada dikun. Naam. What's dikun? Rooster. Is this a rooster? Naam. Is this a rooster? Naam. Saba, number seven. Who didn't read on this round yet, on this exercise? Who didn't read? Zaid. Slow down, slow down. Give him a chance. Good. Ahada hisanun. What's the answer? That should be a jeem. I don't see the dot on my paper, but it's a jeem. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a ha. I'm sorry. I need to pay attention. Ha should have kasra. Meem should have fatha. Hi. Marun. Himarun. Ahada hisanun. La. Hada himarun. Is this a horse? No, this is a donkey. Is this a horse? No, this is a donkey. Naam, thamania, number eight. Naam, Bilal. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot, we got two of them here. Naam. Min with kasra. Naam, just elongate the last... Long the vowel, the second long vowel is long. Mindil. Naam. Hada Mindilun means what? Is it a question or a statement?
Statement.
Hada mindilun means what?
This is a handkerchief.
Tissa, number 9. Who didn't read yet from this exercise? Who didn't read yet from this exercise? Okay, Bilal, second Bilal. First Bilal. Ahada waladun na'am. Ahada waladun na'am. Is this a
boy?
Yes. Okay, Ashura, number 10. Who didn't read this from this exercise yet? Anybody didn't read from this exercise? Okay, anybody? Oh, man hadha rajulun. Man hadha rajulun. What is the meaning of rajulun? What is the meaning of man hadha? Who is this? Hadha rajulun. Tayyib. Lesson number 2 is very brief. And we're going to try to just go through it, and then we'll review it carefully next week, inshallah. Okay, try to follow me, right? Because we want to try to go through this lesson briefly so you can write it out for homework. Okay, this lesson is dealing with what? Thalika. Thalika. And what is the meaning of thalika?
That.
That.
Or that is.
That. Or that is. Okay. Okay, this lesson is very brief. Last lesson we had, hadha, right? In this lesson we have, thalika. Thalika. Thalika means that or that is. Okay, notice that the word thalika is not written with an aleph, right? But it is pronounced with an elongation. Okay, it's pronounced as though it's thalika, even though this aleph is not written. So like hadha is written with one aleph, but it's pronounced with two alephs. So thalika is written with no aleph, but it is pronounced with an aleph. So instead of pronouncing this short, you should pronounce it long like this. Thalika. Thalika. Tayyib. In this lesson we have thalika. And with it, we have some new vocabulary words. There are only 4 vocabulary words. Okay? The vocabulary words in this lesson are on the next page, on page 13, and they're also in the key. But we just look at page 13 right now. On the bottom of page 13, it says, Al-Kalimatu Al-Jadidatu. The bottom of the next page, 13. It says, Al, in the box, Al-Kalimatu Al-Jadidatu. Al-Kalimatu Al-Jadidatu. That means the new words. Whenever you see that box in the middle of a lesson or in the end of a lesson that says Al-Kalimatu Al-Jadidatu, it means the new words. Al-Kalimat means the words, and Al-Jadida means new, the new words. Okay? The new words are Imamun. We know what that means, right? Imam, the one who stands in front, the prayer leader, Imamun. And we have hajarun, 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 hajarun. Hajarun means what?
A
rock or a stone. Then we have sukkarun, with shadd on the calf. Sukkarun, sukkarun, suk, calf with shadd, 2 calves. Sukkarun, sukkarun, which means sugar. And we have the last word, labanun, 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 which means milk. Okay, those are the words that are in this lesson. And what is new in this lesson is the word thalika. Thalika is an ism ishara. It's used for pointing to things which are far. As opposed to what we had in the last lesson, we have hadha, which is used for pointing to things which are near. Something near, you say hadha. If it's far, you say thalika. This and that. This is for things which are near, and that is for things which are far. Okay? The nearest thing, you should use hadha for it. And the further of them, you should use thalika. This and that. near and far. It doesn't mean it has to be down the block. It just means that this is nearer and that one is further. Okay? This and that. This book and that book. Hada and Thalika. Okay, so that's all there is to this lesson here. We have Thalika and we have four new vocabulary words to add to the 24 of them that we had in the last lesson. Type. I'm going to read. I want you to follow me. Please look at the words carefully. From the top of the page, we have the number 2. We have the number 2 on the top of the page. And then we have written Ad-Darsu Athani. Ad-Darsu Athani. That means, Ad-Dars means the lesson, and Athani means the second. Second. First, second, third, fourth. Huh? As opposed to 1, 2, 3, 4, you have the first and the second. This is the ordinal numbers. The first, the second. Al-awwal, athani. As opposed to cardinal numbers, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Here we have the ordinal numbers. The first, second, third. This is second, athani. Second, ad-darsu, athani. The second lesson. What is this lesson about? The word thalika. Thalika. With a long vowel, aleph, that's not written. Thalika. Okay. The first question from the top of the page. Ma thalika. What does this mean? Ma thalika. What is that? Thalika najmun. What does that mean? That is a star. Thalika najmun. That is a star. Najmun. Tanween on the end means it's indefinite. So you say a star. Going down. Hada masjidun. Masjidun. We know what that means. Wadhalika baytun. The nearest one is hada. And the further one is thalika. Hada masjidun. Wadhalika baytun. Hada masjidun means what? This is a masjid. Wadhalika baytun. Thalika baytun. That is a house. This is a masjid and that is a house. Going down. Hada hisanun. Wadhalika himarun. Hada hisanun. Wadhalika himarun. What is the meaning of hada hisanun? This is a hisan, a horse. وَذَلِكَ and that, وَذَلِكَ and that is حِمَارٌ, a donkey. Going down. أَذَلِكَ كَلْبٌ. That's a question, right? أَذَلِكَ كَلْبٌ. Is that a dog? لَا. ذَلِكَ قَطٌ. That is a cat. Is that a dog? No. That is a قَطٌ. قَطٌ. A cat. قطن. Going down. ما ذلك؟ ما ذلك؟ With a long vowel, even though the aleph is not written, right? ما ذلك؟ What is that? ذلك سرير. We had that word in first lesson, right? ذلك سرير. 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 طيب. Next page. Page 13. Top of the page. Top of the page, 13. Man hadha wa man thalika. Man hadha wa man thalika. What does that mean? Who is this? And who is that? Man hadha, who is this? Wa and man thalika. And who is that? من هذا من ذلك. Who is this? ومن ذلك. And who is that? هذا, the one that's near. هذا مدرس. هذا مدرس. وذلك إمام. هذا مدرس. This one that is near is a مدرس, which means what? Teacher. وذلك إمام. And that one which is further is a what?
إمام.
هذا مدرس وذلك إمام. طيب, going down. ما ذلك؟ What is that? ذلك حجر. حجر. ذلك حجر. That is a what? A rock or a stone. طيب, next line. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. هذا سكر means what?
This is sugar.
وذلك لبن means what?
And that is milk.
Notice here, this is the point that we neglected to mention previously. It's very important. Hada sukkarun, right? Hada sukkarun. Sukkar means what?
Sugar.
With a shadda on the calf, right? Sukkar. Sukkarun with tanween means that it's definite, right?
Yeah.
In this case, does it mean that this is a sugar? No, it means that this is sugar. Okay, so be careful when you're translating that you don't literally translate everything, because in some cases it's not a literal meaning there. You don't say this is, not in English, this is a sugar and this is a milk. I don't know, we might say it, who knows, we might say anything. Don't translate it like that when you do your homework. This is sugar and this is milk. Okay, it's possible that you could translate it like that. If somebody handed you a packet of sugar and said, this is a sugar, that's possible. But in general, the general meaning, we shouldn't translate it like that. Okay, so sometimes, even though a word has tanween, there are some words that are definite that have tanween, in fact. There are some words that are not indefinite. They are definite and they have tanween, like masculine proper nouns. Masculine proper nouns have tanween, maybe, many of them. And yet, even though they have tanween, they're not indefinite. Because proper nouns, the name of a person, is not indefinite, it's definite. Okay, if you say Muhammadun, that's not indefinite. That's somebody's name, that's Muhammad. هذا Muhammadun. This doesn't mean this is a Muhammad. This means this is Muhammad. Muhammad is a specific, particular person. His name is Muhammad. That's not indefinite. So the general rule of tanween, sometimes there will be exceptions from it, so just pay attention to that. طيب. Let's finish this lesson here. We have a little bit remaining, and that is the tamreen. There's one exercise, and the exercise after the word tamreen, after the word tamreen, right? This word here, tamreen. Huh? Tamreen. After this word tamreen, and tamreen means what?
Exercise.
Okay, drill or an exercise. After the word tamreen, we have ikra waktub. And we erased it, but it was there before, right? Ikra waktub, which means what?
Read and write.
Read and write. That means we're going to read it in class and you're going to write it at home. You might write it in the masjid, but not during the class. After the class. If you stay in the masjid after the class, no problem. You can write it in the class. Write it at home, write it at work, wherever you want to write it. But you have to write it out. Brothers and sisters, you have to write. If you don't start writing, you're going to have problems. You're not going to be able to write. You're going to have to write something one day you can't write because you're not used to writing. These exercises are important for you to not only read but also to write. And then also, go back and open up those audio files and listen to the lesson being read so that you train your ear to understand what you hear. Okay, ikra waktub. Number one, واحد. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. This is sugar and that is milk. Number two, اثنان. من ذلك, meaning what?
Who is that?
من ذلك. ذلك إمام. That is an imam. Does it mean an imam or the imam? An imam. If you wanted to say the imam, you say what?
Al-imamu.
Thalika, man thalika? Thalika imamun. Thalatha, number three. Athalika qit قطٌ والشد on the ta. أذلك قطٌ is that a cat? لا. ذلك كلبٌ. كلبٌ with calf, not calf. كلبٌ not قلبٌ. كلبٌ. لا. ذلك كلبٌ. No, that is a dog. أربعة. Number four. ما هذا? What is this? هذا حجرٌ. حجرٌ. What does it mean of حجرٌ? A rock or stone. What is this? This is a stone or a rock. طيب. The kalimat jadida, there are four new words. I advise you to work hard. Memorize these four words quickly. In one day, inshallah. Because you already know imam, right? So that's easy. We don't have to worry about that. And everybody who drinks drinks coffee, they should know what is sukkar and leaven. What's sukkar? And leaven?
Milk.
Some people drink coffee without sugar or milk, right? So maybe they don't know what sukkar and leaven, but they got to learn it anyway. However you drink your coffee, you need to know what is sukkarun wa labanun.
I learned something
that
actually just got real, because not only
do
you have to remember the word without the vowel, you
have
to remember what it is.
Naam. Now you got to memorize the word without the vowels, but you got to also memorize what it is. Naam. He said, this has gotten real now. Very real. This is real. And whoever doesn't learn these words, not only they won't be able to understand what they're reading, but they may get a taste of this.
Oh my goodness.
No corporal punishment in schools, right? Prohibited. Missing a class, you will have missed too much. Please don't miss classes, brothers and sisters. Please don't miss classes. Inshallah, your homework is to write out the exercises that we had today, in addition to the ones we had last week, if you didn't do them yet. And additionally, also, you have to go over what we went over today. Do the exercises from today. Memorize the vocabulary. Practice reading. Practice writing. Practice listening. Practice listening. What time is the event? We still have a few minutes. There's one thing I want to go over with you today, but this is the end of the class, what we had to cover for today. Inshallah, next week we're going to go back and do a little bit of reading from this lesson, because today I read the lesson, and I don't know if you can read it or not. Can you read this lesson? Okay, we're going to find out next week. I'm going to give you a chance to practice before you come to class. Alright, listen to the tape, the audio file. Listen to somebody read it to you, read it to somebody, write it, practice. Try to see if you can write without seeing the book. Write from looking at the book. Okay, look at the lesson and write it out. That's part of your homework, right? But then you also need to try to have somebody read the sentence to you, read the word to you, and try to write it without looking. This is called imla. Inshallah, after a couple of classes, we're going to start doing little, small imla. Dictation, okay? But if you start practicing now, alhamdulillah, when we start doing it in class, you will not be embarrassed. So I'm giving you a what? Heads up, Ya Rashid.
Yeah, heads up.
Yeah. Nah, you're supposed to be giving me those words, brother. Tayyib. Alright? Okay, what I wanted to do today, class is finished. Whoever has to go, you can go. If you have a few minutes, 5 minutes, inshallah, I want to do something. If you have 5 minutes. No, really, you're free to go. It's okay. And whenever we have a few minutes before Salat, we're going to try to go over the use of the dictionary. How to use the dictionary. Okay? Some of you have a dictionary and you may not really know how to use it properly. Or some of you may not yet have a dictionary. That means you need to get one. You need to get one. Okay? A dictionary is a very important tool for learning any language. Dictionary. But especially for Arabic. Okay? So how do you use a dictionary? There are a few things you need to know in order to use the dictionary. In order to use it well. To benefit from it easily. To not waste a lot of time in looking up a word in the dictionary. Okay? The first thing that you need to know the letters of the alphabet in order. You have to know the letters of the alphabet in order. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha, Dal. In order. You have to know the letters of the alphabet in order. You look up a word. If the word begins with lamb, you're not going to look in the beginning of the dictionary, right? You're going to go straight to the back. And if you go into the back and you see Ayn, you say, I got to go a little further. Ayn, Ghayn, Qaf, Kaf, Lam. Stop, that's what I'm looking for, Lam. Huh? You need to know the order of the alphabet. Otherwise, when you're looking for a word in the dictionary, you don't know starting the beginning, the middle, or the end of the dictionary. And you're going to waste a lot of time. Believe me, you waste a lot of time like that. Once you learn the order of the alphabet, it makes it easy for you to get to the chapter that you're looking for. I'm looking for the chapter that has words that begin with Qaf, or words that begin with Waw, or words that begin with Jeem. I'm going to go start up here in the beginning. I'm going to open up the dictionary. I'm going to flip a couple of pages. Aleph, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jeem. That's what I'm looking for. Once you get to Jeem, under Jeem, you're going to find words that begin with Jeem, Aleph. Jeem, Ba. Jeem, Ta. Same way in the English dictionary. Huh? The letters are going to be in the order of the alphabet. Okay, after you find words that begin with Jeem, Ta, now you're going to look for the next letter. Jeem, Ta, Aleph. Jeem, Ta, Ba. Jeem, Ta, Tha. And so on, like this. Aleph, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jeem, Ha, Ha. You're going to look it up like that. One thing that's very different from the Arabic dictionary and English dictionary, or the standard Arabic dictionary, because now they have Arabic dictionaries that are written just like English dictionaries. But believe me, the better dictionary is the Arabic dictionary that's the standard Arabic dictionary, and that is where when you look up a word, you have to look up the root of the word. And when you look up the root of the word, you're going to find all the words that come from that root. Verbs, nouns, adjectives, everything in one place. As opposed to the new Arabic dictionary, which is like an English dictionary, where you're going to look up kitab under the letter kaf, and you're going to look maktab. You're going to look up maktab under the letter. Let's get this one under the letter meem. So these two words are from the same root. But if you're looking for both of these words, you're going to have to look this up in one chapter. And somewhere else, far away, you're going to look up this word. Somewhere different, completely different. Okay, if you look up another word that comes from this chapter, yaktub, yaktubu, you're going to look up on the ya, you're going to look this on the meme, you're going to look this on the kaf. All these words are from the same root. In the standard Arabic dictionary, you're going to look up kataba, which is the root, and you're going to find all of these words and every other word that comes from kataba in one place. Once you find that page, class, everything is right there. You don't got to flip no more pages. Everything is going to be right there. 1, 2, 3, 4 pages, however many pages they need to cover all the words that come from that root, they're going to all be in one place. So, that being said, in order for you to find the root of a word, you have to know the letters of increase. Al-huruf al-ziyada. What are the letters of increase? There are 10. Once you know the letters of increase, when you look at this word, yaktubu, for example, you look up the word, yaktubu. Yaktubu. You look up the word maktaba. You look up the word katib. Katibun. You look up the word kitabun. First thing, you're going to try to find the root. Once you find the root, any of those words, you're going to find it there. Okay, how do you find the root? There are 10 letters of increase. 10 letters of increase. Once you know what those letters are, what you're going to do is you're going to try to eliminate the letters of increase from a word. You're going to eliminate the letters of increase. Letters of increase means that the root of a word, some extra letters have been added to it. And you need to get rid of them to get to the root. So once you look up the root, khalas, all the words that come from that root are going to be there. Okay, what are the letters of increase? The letters of increase are in this word. Really, this is a sentence. This is a sentence, but it's one word. Sa-al-tu-mu-ni-ha. You all have asked me it. Asked me about it. Something, I don't know. Ha, whatever you're referring to, whatever we're talking about. You asked me about it. About the sayara, for example, which is feminine, right? Sa'altumuniha. You all asked me about the car. This word here contains 10 letters. Those 10 letters are the letters of increase. First letter is what? Seen. Second letter is what? Hamza. Hamza. Next word letter is what? Lam. Ta. Mim.
Wow.
Noon. Ya. Ha. And Aleph. This is Hamza. This is Aleph. Okay, once you know the letters of increase, you have to get rid of those. See, are there any letters of increase in this word? If there are, let me get rid of them. Okay. Notice, the most important letters to look for is Waw, Ya, and Aleph. Because these are the letters that are used for long vowels. And almost every word is going to have a long vowel in it. Whether it's a noun or a verb, it's going to have a long vowel. Most of the time. So if you look for the long vowel letters, 99% of the time, those are letters of increase in a word. 99% of the time. It could be part of a root. It's possible. But most of the time, if you have more than three letters, because you're looking for triliteral root, 99% of the time, the long vowels are going to be letters of increase. So for example, if you're looking for the word kitab, right? Kaf, ta, aleph, ba. Which letter are we going to get rid of? Aleph. What letters are we going to look for first? Aleph, waw, and ya, the long vowels, okay? So if you're looking up this word, kitab, you got to get rid of letters of increase. We're going to look for the long vowels first. Okay? And after those, probably the next most common thing you're going to find is going to be meem and seen. Meem and seen. Nam. Oh, and lam. And a lot of times too. Yeah, lam. But meem and seen, more likely. Okay? So now, let's say we got rid of the aleph, right? So what do we have left? Kaf, ta, ba. That's the root. Okay, next word. This word, katib. Katib, which means a writer. Someone who writes. A katib. Okay, what letter will we get rid of here in order to get to the root? Aleph. And we have what? Kaf, ta, ba. That's easy enough, right? And where we're going to look? In the same place where we looked for this word at. Under kaf, ta, ba. Same place. Okay, now we're looking for mettab. What letter can we get rid of here in order to find the root of this word? Meem. Meem is very common as a prefix in words. Okay, nouns that have meem with fatta or kasra or dhamma are very, very common in Arabic. If it has fatta, that means it is a place or time when the meaning of that verb takes place, like maghrib or mashrik. Okay, if it has kasra, it means it's a tool or instrument, like miftah. Okay, if it has dhamma, it means the person who's described, like muezzin, muslim, mu'min. All the words, the root begins with meem, with dhamma because it's describing a person. Or meem with kasra because it's describing a tool or instrument. Or meem with so on, like this, okay? So we got rid of meem, we have what? Kaf, ta, ba. Not now. Not now, inshallah. We can do it later. No, but time, now we want to let everybody go. Okay, what if you're looking for a verb, for example? In verbs, the most common thing you're going to look for in verbs is, again, you're going to look for ya, is very common in the beginning of verbs. Ta is beginning. Hamza and noon. These are normally the verbs, past tense and present tense verbs. Especially present tense verbs is going to be aleph, a hamza, noon, ta, and ya. We already had ya, we're going to look for already. We said that already, okay? So these four letters, hamza, noon, ya, and ta, especially in verbs, you're going to find it. So here's a verb, right? So what we're going to look for in here, we're going to look for a letter of increase. And we're going to look for ya for long vowels, and we're going to look for ya as the prefix in verbs also. So the first thing we're going to look for here is one of those letters of increase. We find this, ya. If we get rid of it, we have kaf, ta, ba. And all of these words, nouns and verbs, are all going to come under what root? Ka, ta, ba. How are we going to find ka, ta, ba? We're going to look in the dictionary. The dictionary is open with aleph. Ba, ta, ta, jim, ha, kha. Until we get to where? Kaf. We get the kaf. We're going to look under the chapter of Kaf. Kaf is going to have words that have Kaf, Aleph. Kaf, Ba. Kaf, Ta. We're looking for what? Kaf, Ta. So it's going to be in the beginning of Kaf. Kaf, Aleph, Ba, Ta. Huh? We're going to find it right in the beginning of the chapter of Kaf. Now we're looking for what letter next? After we get Kaf, Ta, we're going to look for Ba. And Ba is going to be where? In the beginning of Kaf, Ta. Easy. You go straight to it. It might take you less than 1 minute to find any of these words that we just looked at just now under kaf, ta, ba. Whereas if a person doesn't know the system, they might be looking for 16 hours. Because they don't know where to begin at. They might be looking for Maktab on the meme. But this is a letter of increase. So we might go through the chapter of meme. All words that begin with meme might be 16,000 words. And they're never going to find Maktab on the meme. Because that's a letter of increase. Next week they'll still be looking for it. When we come back to class, they didn't find it yet. Because they're looking where? They're looking at the wrong place. You got to find the root. So the second thing, after learning the letters of the alphabet in order, the second thing that's very important to know are the letters of increase. These 10 letters of increase. You must know these letters. 10. They're only 10, so that's easy enough. Right? 10 letters. He said, yes, but. Of increase. But what?
They're like a key.
Those are the key. You have to get rid of those letters. And okay, this time you're going to have to do it yourself. Okay, I'm going to give you a word. I want somebody to tell me, who has a dictionary here? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dictionaries. Okay, anybody can get help from the person next to them. Okay, we're going to see. That's one team. The second team, third team, fourth team, fifth team. Get some help from somebody if you think you need some help. Okay, we're going to try to find this word. And as we're looking for it, we're going to see what we should be doing to look for it. We're going to see if somebody's having trouble asking me a question. Okay, the word that we're going to look for is okay, yes.
No.
Masajid. Masajidu. Okay. What's the first thing we want to look for in the word masajidu? Well, first, letters of increase. What letters of increase can we find here?
Meme.
Okay, meme is a letter of increase, right? Meme. Okay, we're going to get rid of that. Sin could be a letter of increase, but first I said look for what? Long vowels. Lamb, you mean?
No. I mean all
Aleph. 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 Now. Okay, if you get rid of that, what do you have left? Sa, Jim, and Del. Okay, so now that's your help. Jim and Del. This is the root of the word. Sajada. Sajada means what? To prostrate. The place where you prostrate is called the what? Masjid. Remember we said ma means a place or time. Masjid. It's the place of sajada, of prostration, the masjid. This word is the plural of masjid, but it's also going to be there because every word that comes from sajid is going to be there. Singulars, plurals, everything. So you're going to look for masajid under the root of seen, jim, del. So now you're going to go through the alphabet, right? And you're going to look for seen. Aleph, ba, ta, ta, jim. Okay, about halfway down, one third down, you can find seen. After you find seen, you're going to look seen, aleph, seen, ba, seen, whatever, until you come to what? Jim. Which is near the beginning. And after you find seen, jim, then you're going to look for aleph, ba, ta, ta, jim, ha, kha, del. Which is also in the beginning. Huh? Yes. You didn't get what the word masajid means?
No, I didn't get what
letters of increase is mim and aleph.
I know what they are now, but what does that mean?
Okay, what does letters of increase mean? It means that you have a word, right? Which has a root. And to make new words from that root, you're going to increase the three letters to four or five or six. You're going to increase more letters to make new words. Those letters that you use to increase upon the root are called letters of increase, meaning they are added to the root of the word. Root has three letters. You're going to make a word with four letters or five letters or six letters. Now, they found it. You found it also? Five. Anyway, look. If it takes you a little longer to find it, it's okay. Believe me, there are people who have been studying Arabic for 10 and 15 years. You'll probably find it quicker than them by using this system here.
So and once you get to the root word, then...
Once you get to the root word, then you just look for it in the order of the three letters of the root. Seen, Jim, Del in this case.
So masjid would be Where this is?
It will be under seen, jim, del. That's the root of masjid. It's the root of masajid. Yes, brother.
So you're saying, if I have a word, and once I learn the letters will increase, once I delete those letters will increase?
That's going to be the root. What's left is going to be the root. But keep in mind, brothers and sisters, keep in mind something very important. Not every letter of increase is always a letter of increase in a word, because a word could have a letter of increase that's part of the root. But if you have too many letters in a word, you got to figure out which ones to get rid of. In this word, you have meme is from the letters of increase, seen is from the letters of increase, and aleph is from the letters of increase. So now, you only want to get rid of two, because you got five letters and you want three. So now you got to decide, is seen a letter of increase in this word, or is it from the root? Okay? Normally, aleph almost always is going to be a letter of increase. That's why I said the first thing you're going to get rid of is the long vowels, aleph, wow, and ya. If you get rid of them first, normally you finished. Normally you don't have to go further than that. And if you get rid of meme, because meme is usually a prefix, that's going to be very common. If you get rid of that, you're not going to have to figure it out. Okay, the matter is going to be decided. So if you had gotten rid of the meme and the aleph, the first thing you should have got rid of is the aleph. The next thing you should have got rid of is the meme. In that order, get rid of aleph, wow, and ya first. And then look at other things like meme or scene or whatever. Now. In most words, the root is three. The majority of words in Arabic language are triliteral roots. Now, there are some that have four, but it's not common. It's not common. Okay, let me give you one more word, inshallah. Let me give you one more word. Okay, here's another word, right? Who knows this word? Without vowels. Okay. They said it's Muslimuna. Okay. The first thing you should get rid of is long vowels, okay? Right? So what will we get rid of first? We'll get rid of the wow. Long vowels first. Okay, after you get rid of long vowels, then get rid of what? The meme. Because meme is normally a prefix in words that refer to people. Okay, now you have which letters left? You have seen, you have lam, you have meme, and you have noon. You still have too many letters. You got to get rid of something else. Now, in this case, seen is a possible letter of increase. Lam is a possible letter of increase. Meme is a possible letter of increase. Noon is a possible letter of increase. All those are possible letters of increase. So now when you look at it, there's two things that also, there are other minor points, okay? One of the points that you should pay attention to is that plural words that are sound plurals always end with una. That wow and noon, or ya and noon, is always added. So you say Muslim, Muslimuna, or Muslimina, okay? Mu'min, Mu'minuna, Mu'minina. That wow noon at the end, ya noon at the end, is always used in sound plurals. So any word that's a sound plural is going to be like that. Kafir, kafiruna, kafirina. Munafiq, munafiquna, munafiqina. Like this, okay? Inna al-muslimuna wal-muslimat wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat wal-qanituna wal-qanitat. Like this. So the wow noon is always also... In this case, you would have picked out this noon because what? You would have recognized that this is a sound plural. You would have recognized that this is a sound plural. So you would have got rid of the noon. Otherwise, you have to make a choice now between these four letters. All of them are possible letters of increase. Which one to get rid of? In this case, we will get rid of the noon. And then you will be left with what? Seen, lam, meme. So we will look under which chapter for seen, lam, meme. This is the root.
Salamah.
Okay, Salama, Naam, Salama, or Salima, Salima, Yaslamu, Salima. Okay, we will look for Seen, Lam, Meme. So we're going to look under the chapter of Seen,
We've seen it. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha, dal, dal, ra. They seen. When you get to seen, then you're going to look up seen, alif, seen, ba, seen, ta, until you get to what? All the way down to the, near the end of seen, lam. And when you get seen, lam, now you're going to go back seen, lam, alif, ba, ta, tha, until you get to near the end of seen, lam, meme. What page? You found it on what page?
Yeah, 425.
425. Okay, mashallah. Have you used a dictionary before?
No.
Mashallah. Y'all did good. Y'all did good. I'm saying this is a proof that it's not really that difficult to use a dictionary, but you have to use it systematically. What we know historically, traditionally, what we have done when we look for words, we just start looking in the dictionary until we find it.
Right.
And we'll spend a lot of time looking for a word that we could have found quickly in less than 1 minute. Okay, now this is a word. This root right here has hundreds of words. Okay, from this word, from this root comes the word Muslim, right? And this is the plural of it, Muslimun. And also from this root comes from this root Islam. Okay, from this root comes so many other words. Salam comes from this root.
Quick question is very long. Why the quarter over the noon at the end of the word Muslimun?
Because sound plurals end with fatha. Sound plurals, plural words that are not broken plurals, yarhamukallah. That's how they end. Una. That's how they end. Una. If it is the object of a preposition or object of a verb, then instead of muslimuna, it will be muslimina. Of course not, because that's like second level. I mean, book two. We didn't even get to that in book two class yet. No. It's just like they are awzan, wazans for words, okay? That you call them, what do we say in English? You say patterns. That words are written on certain patterns. It has a pattern. That's a pattern. That's a wazan. Means that a sound plural, it ends with una or ina. Okay? So that's just a pattern. That's all. Now.
About 5 minutes ago, about sometimes there's too many letters.
Yeah, I said that in some words there may be more than three letters. We're looking for the root. Normally it's going to be three letters most of the time. So whenever you have a word that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you got too many letters to get to the root. So you need to get rid of three of them to find out what's the root. So we're looking for the letters that are added, that are called letters of increase. And first thing we're going to look for is the long vowels. We're going to look for alif, waw, or ya. So we found the waw here. And the second thing we're going to look for is like a meme, in a prefix, especially if it's in the beginning of a word. And we found the meme here. What was left was still too many letters. We have four, and we only want three. We got to get it down to three.
No.
So we have here, we got rid of this noon, so we came to the root.
Any reason because of that at the end, or just...
No, it's not because at the end, but it's because, like, some of these points are fine points. That's really beyond this class,
yeah.
Okay? I'm just saying to you, that the reason is because this word happens to be a sound plural. A plural, there's two types of plurals in Arabic, sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plural means the original word remains intact. Nothing is added to the beginning of it, nothing is added to the middle of it. The only thing you're going to do is add something to the end of it. That means it's sound, it's unbroken. The word remains the same, you just add something to the end of it. But if you put a letter in the middle of it anywhere, that means it's a broken plural. Okay? So this word is a sound plural. So a sound plurals, word, any word like this, muslimuna, mu'minuna, kafiruna, munafiquna, any word like that, you know that this ending is the ending of a sound plural, waw and noon. So automatically you get rid of the noon. Okay, because it's a sound plural. But of course, some of the rules for identifying roots of words, some of them are from advanced Arabic language that we didn't reach to yet. Okay, so you might follow this system and find most of the words with ease. But then sometimes there may be something tricky in it that's beyond our level right now. Okay, so then, I mean, sometimes you're going to get stuck. Sometimes you'll get stuck because there may be some advanced rule that you don't know about. But we're just giving you the basic rules that 90% of the time, if you know these couple of points that we mentioned, 90% of the time you're going to find the word. 90% of the time, with ease, without any difficulty. As far as the difficult words, that's going to require a little bit more study. We're going to have to study patterns of verbs, past tense verb patterns, present tense verb patterns, command form verb patterns. We're going to have to study different stuff. We're going to have to study the roots the Arabic roots of verbs. Like you have first level root, which is fa'ala. Second level root, with the second letter is increased with shadda, fa'ala. The third level, fa'ala. Fourth level, af'ala, and so on like this. You got to study those patterns. That's in the third book. That's not even for the next class. That's advanced beyond that. But the point is, some of those things, inshallah, we'll learn later. Not now. But those things, yani, will come up at another time, inshallah. For now, these things which we mentioned should be sufficient for you to be able to find the majority of the words that you're looking for.